So let it be written. So let it be done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let It Be Written, episode dos. Two. Oh, and look, there's Skywish.
Oh, a wild Skywish appears.
What a surprise.
I can only be beaten by, like, an ancient Pokemon.
I'll use, or you could use one of those special balls, like I'll use a level ball that Kurt made me, and, oh wait.
What?
You guys need to play more Soul Silver. Audrey knows.
Okay. I don't have a DS, okay? I have a PS.
I had old school.
You need to get a 3DS, Rochelle, because they're like $250. It's a bargain for the 3D quality effect.
Badass, yeah. I kind of want new Pokemon. Like sometimes I get these like weird urges where I'm like, I really want to play like old video games, and I want to play like Pokemon and like Zelda and stuff. I don't know,
I think Let It Be Written should have a Pokemon round, but Dylan probably would not agree with that. So.
Where people have to, like, write us. I mean, Dylan already wrote a scene with a Mama Shiva, so it could be, like...
Wait, why do you...
Spoilers. That was a spoiler, I guess.
And
why do you have to go by what Dylan wants? It's your guys' show.
I know, fuck Dylan, but...
Yeah!
Well, we did... I do recall Dylan, like, winning first place in Entertainer Season 1 for a Pokemon script, so...
Really? I've never heard Entertainous One.
It's good.
It's only
3 episodes.
Is it entertaining?
Yeah.
It's old school with a K.
Also, I think I'm gonna bring Entertainous Season 3 back when we're done with Who's Screwing You, probably.
Ooh,
so stay tuned for that. This episode is freaking awesome. I love this. Is like the most like confident I've ever been before recording any episode, because we got to listen, we got to read all these scripts and critique them beforehand. What do you think, Rochelle? Like how awesome?
I actually really like that. I just like went into judging mode. Can I tell a story that's kind of funny? Maybe people will find this.
Go ahead. I have 2 hours. So
I'm in a fiction workshopping class right now, like where like we like write stories and stuff, and like you get it workshopped by people. And every class, like we read people's stories, and like you have to write them like a note, like saying what you liked, what you didn't like. So basically, it's just like, critique. And then in class, you like. Critique in class, like to their face.
You critique other people's things.
Yeah, and like so last night, like well, my story got read last night, which was like really fun. But then like I sort of went into like VH judging mode, which I don't really do in real life. It was like really funny. I was like, and then like this part of your script needed to build, and like blah, and I was like making weird noises, and people were like looking at me like I was a really big weirdo. But
you get excited and you get like this energy. And you must release it like a volcano.
But yeah, like, so, I don't know, I really like reading stuff ahead of time, and, like, because, like, it let me, like, read everything out, and I didn't have to, like, listen to the words, like, so now I can just enjoy the acting, and, like, I definitely think that it's okay if we, like, add comments being like, this didn't really end up translating.
Yeah, there were a few scripts that, I know, like, I want to hear the actors.
I can't wait.
I mixed 4 of them, so I've heard, like, 4 completed versions, and nice. I acted in 2. But there's, like, I think 3 or 4 that, like, I haven't, like, heard acting or mixing or anything. So I'm, like, you know, those are going to be completely new to me. What else should I say? Should we just get on to it? Oh, yeah. Skywish is here. Tregatree. I had Tregatree write notes for all of your guys' thing, and she gave us these really good, like, detailed notes. So Skywish, who, I kind of, like, asked her to step in, like, last minute. She didn't get a chance to read the scripts, but she's going to, like, be here and have her energy, and she's gonna read Tregatree's notes.
I'm
going to
read, and hopefully I'm not going to fail you, Tregatree.
Can you, like, do a Tregatree voice? Like,
yes, I want a voice.
I don't really know how Tregatree talks. Like,
I've only heard her sing a couple times on Best of the Rest.
Make up a Tregatree voice. Okay. First up tonight is Janie Girly 07. So let's listen to Janie Curley.
Woo, go Janie!
I can't do this. Of course you can. It's right in front of you. All you need to do is reach out and grab it.
No, really. I don't think I can go through with this.
You have to.
Think of what you've been through to get here. The pain.
The scars will heal.
His constant battles with you.
They always end at some point.
Everyone ignoring you.
They might pay attention if I yell loud enough.
They won't. No matter how loud you yell, no matter how much you cry, no matter how much you cut, scream, steal, nobody will ever notice you. You are worthless.
I'm not! I'm worth something. I had Tyler, remember? He loved me. He told me...
Everything he told you was a lie. He told you he would love you forever, and what did he do?
He
broke up with you.
He was all I had.
And now he's gone!
Gone.
Without him, you are nothing.
But I'm not. I am something. I exist. You don't. Doesn't that count for something?
Ah, but I exist within you. I am here to help you. And I will stay until you don't need me anymore. You see, you are right. I do exist. However, the fact that you exist is the problem, not the answer. You know what the answer is. We both know.
I know.
Then why don't you pull the trigger?
It's too heavy.
So, you won't ever have to bear any burdens again. Just do it.
What if I miss?
You won't. It'll work. Trust me. Do it.
I can't fight anymore.
Then just do it.
If I do it, will you leave me alone?
I promise. Just finish what you started. Do it.
Be quiet. I will. I will. Just let me be free.
Do it.
Oh, I should probably mention the theme for round two. It was arguments. They could do a comedic or dramatic argument between two characters, and they were able to choose up to two actors and one mixer. SFX are not permitted, and background music was not permitted. Okay, with that said, let's do an order. I'm gonna be like Sky, and I'm gonna stick with an order this week.
Stick with it.
Who you want to go first, Rash, or you want me to go first?
Rash.
That's what
Rash.
Charisse called you Rash, and I guess it's like.
Yeah, she calls Charisse always calls me she always calls me Rach. Like she does this like British thing where she's like, hey, Rach.
Charisse's accent is awesome.
I can't do it.
So distinctive.
Some people call me Rach even though it's like not Rachel, but like I don't care. You can call me whatever you want. As long as it's not like Shelley.
Right.
I don't like that. But I can go first now that I'm already
go over Shell Blackjack Tregatree.
Okay, Dokari.
AKA Skywish.
AKA
Skywish. Okay. So Janie Gurley. This was an interesting script. It seemed kind of cliche to me. At first I sort of didn't understand the temptation thing because it didn't seem like I wasn't sure what you were tempting at the very beginning, but then I went into it. It fell flat for me at the beginning, and it kind of did, like, with the actors, too. Like, when I was reading it, I felt like it would drag out, and I felt that with the actors as well. I was hoping that the end would be a little bit different, but it came across as pretty cliche in this, too. I think that was pretty much, those were my main notes that I had for, that I wrote down, and then, like, with the additional acting stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll put, wow. Initially, while reading, I was confused as to who each of the characters were, but, like, as I kept going on it, as I kept reading, it became more clear, and, like, with the actors, it was a lot, like, more distinct as to what was happening,
Yeah.
The script reminded me so much of Gollum and Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Gollum, I love Smeagol.
Yes, I really like that. That's like one of my favorite scenes in Lord of the Rings. So, like, I had that move. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Rochelle?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's one of my.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite scenes too. But and I think. Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that Blackout?
Yeah, uh-huh. I've been practicing my Gollum because someone said that they're gonna have a Gollum voice. So I'm like,
oh my God,
I've been practicing.
Do it again.
Oh, so cute.
No, anyway.
That was
Gollum shit. Needs a hug.
I know. I could do Stitch and Gollum. Those are my...
They're very similar.
Those are my... They make... It's like the part in my throat where it's your Mama Sheba voice.
Oh, that's like, Sheba voice was so hard to do. You hear it.
One nitpicky note for this. There weren't any SFX or sound effects allowed. Like, so... Because I mixed this, and I wanted to add a gunshot or something at the end, just so we know what happened. But I agree, it was a little cliche, but I liked it. Like, I didn't not like it. I kind of liked the way you went with it, like, temptation for an argument. So, are you ready, Sky? Are you ready to read Dragon Tree?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Do it, and do a
no, dude, no, just, I don't
you,
know.
You can read it however you want.
Oh, look. Oh, okay. That's cool. They're like in order. Janie girl. Difficult subject matter. I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense that she went from the scars will heal to agreeing to suicide. I understand temptation within yourself is very hard to fight against, but also the line, I am worth something, I had Tyler, remember, is A, not very emotionally resounding, and B, not a good defense for being worth something, which is part of the
oh no!
Point,
we're
but it's also the okay. point if temptation is trying to get at Melissa. Huh?
No, you're there. Sorry.
I'm here. Okay. If temptation is trying to get at Melissa's weaknesses, I feel like there are better points to be brought up. I feel like this was a fairly cliche conversation, though. I don't know whether to applaud you or not for having her commit suicide in the end. Personal preference is to see a lot of change in a character, and here you have a weak character become a weaker character. While if she had started stronger, it would have been much more fascinating for her world to crumble into nothing. I did really like how the beginning of the conversation had me thinking temptation was being encouraging and friendly, and the reality was quickly realized and quite the opposite. I just wish Melissa was a stronger character, not strong enough to not pull the trigger, but strong enough for this conversation to warrant me listening to it.
Damn!
Whoa, that was a strong ending.
I know. I love this.
Dragatree is like
between Rochelle and Dragatree. Yeah, I love this.
Whenever I think of Dragatree, I think she's like really like
legit
hardcore.
She is really hardcore.
She? I just have this mental.
Rochelle met Dragatree IRL, right?
I've met her multiple times.
Dragatree.
She used to live like 2 hours from me before she had to move back to California. So I would like go spend weekends with her and be like hanging out. So yeah, she's wonderful.
Let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good read. All you guys have special Tregatree notes this week coming up. next is Charisse. We were talking about her earlier.
Hey, Charisse.
Yeah.
And let's listen to her argument.
Welcome to Opal Customer Services. For complaints and hate mail, press 1. To confess of jailbreaking your MI phone, press 2. For other inquiries, please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Oh, for God's sake. Come on, Opal.
Hello, I'm Mandy. What can I assist you with on this fine day?
Yeah, I got this MyPhone over the weekend and
MyPhone, a revolutionary piece of plastic that plugs you into the online world.
And I was saying, it kept giving me an unknown error. Now it won't turn on at all.
Have you attempted to tamper with the hardware in any way?
No, it just turned off.
Are you saying that your MyPhone has the red rings of death?
No, look, lady, I don't have all day here.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
It won't turn on at all.
Did your 3-year-old accidentally drop it in the fish tank at 12:55 p.m. on the 1st of February 2012?
What? No! How would you even...
Opal knows everything. What do you think of the Opal company?
Your customer support is poor, and you are wasting my time. Your products don't work!
Okay, sir, let me fix that for you. Please hold the line.
For God's sakes, woman, this is why you belong in the kitchen! Why don't you do me a favor and get your skinny ass back here right now and troubleshoot my fucking problem!
What you talking about, bro? You slandering me?
Sorry about that. I was, shouting for my mother whilst I was on hold. Anyway, about replacing my iPhone.
Back up right now, man. Don't you talk about your mother that way. You were once the bun in her oven, fool.
I think you're highly unqualified to give me advice on my personal life. Please, can we just get this iPhone thing fixed?
Would you now like to complete your purchase of a new iPhone?
You're not going to replace it? I'm not made of money, lady.
And I'm not your dog. I'm a valued member of the Opal family.
Why? Don't your real family want you?
They got a little upset with me after I slept with your mother.
What? Oh, don't go there with me, punk.
Been there twice, got the t-shirt. Your call is important to us.
You know what?
Shut up and let me take your money. Your iPhone.
No, I have 5 kids to feed. So shut your frigid little trap and listen as I order a blueberry online.
Your call is important to me.
Okay. Let me say, first off, working with Ambi is freaking awesome. I liked how that, anyway. Okay, let's get on to Sharice. I'm first this time. As an actor, I would have liked a clarification on the pronunciations for Opal and my phone. That was just a small thing. That's like nitpicky. I'm not really taking that against you too much. The part where I was shouting for my mom was like super random and awkward to me. And then towards the end, it got really weird, like, at the I'm not your dog lines for Ambi, and then when I had to say, don't your real family want you, I just felt it was awkward, because I kind of, like, went to, you know, speaking proper normally to, like, super ghetto. I can see how that's kind of funny a little, but it didn't really click for me too much, so, but I liked it. I didn't dislike it. Tragetree. Skywish, what do you
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. I am amused by the crossbreeding. No, I am amused by the crossbreeding between Apple and Microsoft jokes. This was a really funny social commentary. I feel like I totally understand Amy's victimizing Blackjack, since customer service people have to deal with assholes and idiots all day long. It's a bit farcical at the same time.
Farcical?
Farcical.
Okay, just double check. Let me look that word up. keep going.
At the same time, but yeah. I feel like there were some awkward sentences in there, but then I said it with a British accent and it made more sense. I'm pretty sure the mother line is a cover up. Can I say like an outside opinion?
Yeah, of course. You're not, like, Robot Sky, or else I would have got Robot Sky. I could have had Echo Test Services do it.
That's true. That would have been funny. Yeah, I actually thought this was really funny, but I completely agree with you, Blackjack. When it started getting ghetto, I was, like, pulled out of it for a second, because I was laughing at Ambi being all ghetto, and I was like... It just cracked me up. But it's good. It's good, Sharice. I liked it.
Ratch?
Okay,
Shelly?
No, please, don't.
Okay, I won't. That even sounds... Okay, anyway.
It sounds so weird. And so, let's see. Okay, I wrote Opal, lol. I like when I write lol, it's just like funny. This was a perfect...
Lol.
At the beginning, this was a perfect level of funny for me. Like, it felt like very, like, real lifey, like you could connect really well. However, when Ambi's, like, voice / personality changed, it got a little strange for me. Like, well, first I thought her voice changed for a couple lines and then went back to the, like, tech support voice. Mm-hmm. But then when I like mixed it, Ambi was just stayed in that voice. I would have cut some of those middle lines because they felt really like unnecessary to me, which is what I wrote. I did like the ending a lot though. Like when you were like, when Blackjack was like, I have 5 kids to feed, and Ambi was like, your call is important to me. Like that was funny. I felt like some of the like stuff like with the mother and like, well, your mother, ha ha ha, like was like too far and almost like too childish for like a phone call like this.
That's a good example. Okay, so with that said, let's get on to Dylan Collins and Mama Shiva.
Oh my god, it was so hard to maintain that voice.
I'm excited.
Okay, let's listen.
Let's see. If I fell asleep right now, I'd get 4.5 hours before work.
Bellwood, let's play hide and seek.
Huh? Who are you?
It's me, Mama Shiva. We're gonna play hide and seek now.
You can talk?
I can do more than talk, David Boyle. Now, get out of bed and hide. I'm gonna find you.
This has to be some kind of weird dream.
Listen, I'm gonna turn my green eyes around, close my eyes, and start counting. If you aren't hidden by the time I reach 10, there's gonna be an issue.
I need to sleep, and you're a dream. Wait, I'm already asleep? Ow! Stop!
Seems to me that since I'm pinching your nipple and you're not waking up, you must already be awake.
Let me go right now!
No! Did I ask to be let go all of those times you left me when your girlfriend left you?
My girlfriend left me because I sleep with you in my bed! She said I was too old for that!
Well, you're not! And you're not too old to play hide and seek either. Now get out of bed!
No! Fuck you, Mama Shiva!
Listen, I'm gonna give you one more chance to get out of bed and hide. Either you'll do it, or I'm gonna make a little phone call to Julie.
And tell her what? No one's gonna believe that freakish voice could say anything of value.
Oh, I can disguise my voice, David. Watch this. Hi, Julie. This is Megan. Guess who's here with me? David. We're gonna have all the sex.
That's disgusting, and you sound exactly the same. It's not even close to a female voice.
Then what is it, David?
I don't know. It's like some kind of midget voice.
Oh, I'm not a midget, you smug bastard! You better hide for real now. Mama Shiba's coming for you!
No! Leave me alone! Stop! Stop! Mama Shiva? Oh, well. I guess it all was a dream. A horrible, horrible dream.
Tug! You're it, bitch!
No!
That was both Apatheria and Mama Shiva making their debut performances on Let It Be Written.
Go, Mama Shiva!
I can't even, just, yeah, that's a thing.
Sky, what did Trig say?
Trigatree says, Dylan, so this was my night last night, and like every night for the past 3 days, this is clearly a farce. I missed the Mama Shiva memo, apparently, so I feel like perhaps half the joke is lost on me. Mama Shiva is a stuffed animal? We're gonna have all the sex made me lol. This was so ridiculous, but I think it was pretty clear and it made me laugh, which was the point, I'm sure. I kind of like that you established what Mama Shiva was without mentioning specifically what it is. I am not a midget, you smug bastard! Didn't make a lot of sense to me. It seems like one of those things that would be a running gag, but since this is such a short script, it kind of got lost to the ether.
Good. And Rochelle, what did you put?
All right. Well, first of all, it was really hard to maintain that voice. I said that, Dylan, you have really great comedic timing. Like, you've got a good sense of it. And I think this was a really nice, like, absurdist sort of piece. Kind of like you had this, like, absurd qualities to it. Because, like, the whole idea of, like, Mama Shiva talking and being a stuffed animal is, like, absolutely ridiculous, but it, like, makes it funny and, like, kind of creepy, too, at the same time, which was great. The end was a bit much for me. Like, I felt like you could have ended it. I don't know. It's weird because, like, when I was reading it, I felt like it should have ended with him being, like, tag, you're it, bitch or whatever.
I have that note too.
I wrote that, but then Appa's scream was so epic.
Yes, it was.
Dude, so he was like, it's like quiet.
So like,
I felt like I was using like an SFX when I
liked it. Like now hearing it, I like liked it. So I don't know. I'm like torn about that. So like written down, I felt like you didn't need that last line, but I liked it when Appa did it because he did a really good job. It was a really nice progressive like build into like crazy. I don't know, like, yeah, I really thought this was funny, but like, I understand where Tragedy's coming from. Like, if you don't understand the Mama Sheba, like, inside joke, I understand where it, like, wouldn't be as funny, but yeah, so I thought it was, I did enjoy this, though.
Yeah, my first impression was, ha ha ha, cute little argument, VH references heart. That's what you get, Dylan. I'm making it with my fingers. And then I wrote, this is probably going to be one of those scripts that sounds a lot better when acted because the dialogue is, like, super, like, funny and cute, and it revolves a lot around this Mama Sheba character and voice, especially at the part when, like, Mama Sheba's, like, pretending to be Megan. So, and I think the script kind of did, but the dialogue itself was very funny, and the Mama Sheba voice worked for me because I just like her hearing her. She'll do that.
Great.
While mixing, the way I'm already asleep, ... line was, like, super awkward to me. And I think it was for Appa, too. I didn't get any actor notes for him, but, like, that part, I'd, like, that was my only, like, thing that I caught on when I was doing this. And the tag, "You're It," was a bit confusing, but I really liked the scream. And I imagined Mama Sheba stabbing David with a knife at the end. But yeah, I thought this was a very good comical argument. Next up is Jinxa.
Yeah.
Is and cool little backstory for those who don't know. Initially, Jinxers thought Apatheria was a girl. he didn't see that Apatheria was a man thread. So like. In his email, he, like, gave these huge descriptions and stuff, and he's like, I want this to be super serious, and guys, like I'm giving you all these directions, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, why is he saying all this? And then he casted a guy as the girl.
Yes, I saw that.
That was so funny.
Oh, and then, yeah, Jinxers got you, Sky, to Sky was so gracious enough to step in last minute, right, or something, and take the role.
I don't think it was last minute. It was just,
well, it was like, not last minute, but, like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So funny.
Sky.
It made me laugh because I was like,
let's listen to Jinxes. I haven't heard this one, like, and I haven't heard any mixing or acting or anything on it, so.
Hello. Hope I'm not late, Arn. God, it's been forever.
Yeah, it has. How are you, Ruth?
I'm doing great, actually. Amy and I just got settled in at our new place in downtown San Fran. I figured I'd take a drive down home and meet up with the fam. It's been so long since I've seen anyone. What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing much. After you left, I went off to a community college and picked up a trade in metalworking. The money's good, but work can be scarce sometimes.
Tell me about it. This whole recession is killing jobs everywhere. I had to take up a job at McDonald's for a while to help pay the rent. The money from Dad's insurance only went so far, but thankfully Amy and I have saved up enough for a year's rent out in San Fran. That'll be plenty of time to find a decent job. Well, hopefully anyway. I could always go back to retail if I had to.
Ruth, listen. Yeah, about that.
About what?
It's just... this thing with Amy, Ruth, it's not right.
Oh, not you too, Arnold. God, I knew Mom would never agree, but you? I thought you understood me.
I thought I did too, but I guess not. I thought I knew a lot about you. I thought a lot of things, but then you ran out on me and left me. You left me. After promising to be my wife.
Oh, so this is what it's about? Jesus Christ, Arnold, it's been 4 years! How can you not understand? We were kids then. We said stupid things. We did stupid things. You were my friend, and I still care about you, but not like that. I never did.
That's a fucking lie, and you know it. I swore I'd always be yours. I waited for you. Then I find out you're married to some bull dyke tramp from England. Did anything we say ever mean anything to you? Or was I just some cover to hide the fact that you were a raging faggot?
Shut up, you stupid inbred backwater son of a bitch! I'm sick of dealing with fucking intolerant assholes like you who can't understand who and what I am. You were never like this when we were kids. You were always kind and caring. What the hell happened to the Arnold I used to know?
You did! You ripped my head out and trampled all over me. You manipulative bitch. You didn't even care for me. And yet you led me on for 4 years. You agreed to marry me?
I was a kid, Arnold. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't even know what I was. Or maybe I did and I was just too goddamn ashamed to admit it. And living in Sholo certainly didn't help any. Everyone there is so fucking prejudiced about gay people there. How was I supposed to come out and live with myself when everyone there acts exactly like you did?
It still doesn't change the fact that you used me, Ruth. You used me as a front to hide your vile self. You told me you loved me.
I did love you. I still do. Just not romantically. You were my best friend, Arnie. I felt like I could tell you anything. I wanted to be yours. God! I wanted to, but I just couldn't.
You couldn't? Or you chose not to?
For fuck's sake, Arnold, it's not a choice. I never liked men. I wanted to. You have no fucking idea how much I wanted to. How much I wanted to be like every other girl that just couldn't get over marveling at all the handsome boys and giggling about who was dating who and talking about all sorts of other schoolgirl gossipy bullshit. I put on the act, sure, because they'd have outed me in a second if I didn't. But I never gave a damn about boys. I never was interested in them, no matter how much I wished I was. Do you have any idea what that's like?
You can lie all you want, but
I'm not lying! Jesus, Arnold! If I'd found you attractive, I'd have stopped making you wait and just jumped your bones back then. It's not like I hadn't thought of it, but whenever I did, it just didn't feel right. It still doesn't. Something about other women just seems right to me. It just clicks. I'm sorry if you don't understand, but this is who I am, and nothing you say is going to change it.
Look, I didn't mean for all this. I still love you, all right? And I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said, but I still care about you, and it still hurts. You promised me you'd wait, and then you just left me. Look, I didn't mean for all this. I still love you, all right? And I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said, but I still care about you, and it still hurts. You promised me you'd wait, and then you just left me.
I know, Arn. It was a terrible thing to do. And I'm sorry I hurt you. I didn't want to. But I hope that when you heard the news about me and Amy, you'd be able to put together why I did it. I didn't have any other choice.
You could have told the truth.
And what? Get ripped to shreds by my peers for being different? Get disowned by my parents? Get so upset that I wind up killing myself like Casey did when he came out? No one would have accepted me if I made it public back then. Not even you. Admit it.
So you decided to just take me for a ride and just wait it out.
I decided to get the hell out of here as soon as I could and find somewhere that I could meet people who'd accept me for who I am. I needed validation first, to hear that it was okay for me to be what I am. Even you wouldn't have done that, would you?
No, I wouldn't have.
At least you're honest. Look, I'm not happy about what I did to you. And I'm sorry we had to end things. You're a great guy. Aside from the whole homophobic bigotry thing. I'm sure you'll make some woman happy someday. But that woman isn't me, Arn. I'm in love with Amy now. I have been since the day I met her. And before you get started, I know what the Bible says. And I've made my peace about it with God. If I burn in hell forever, I'm sure I'll have good company. Now, can we just move past this already? I miss my friend, Arnie, and I'd like to sit and have coffee with him.
Oh, shit, the coffee. I didn't even put it on.
Relax, Arn. I don't have to be anywhere in a hurry. Let's just sit back, relax, and talk.
And that was Jinxers. Jinxers, Jinxers, Jinxers. That was long. That was 7 minutes and 18 seconds. I knew I gave an estimated time. I said estimated 1 to 2 minutes. If it goes over a little bit, like 2 minutes and 30, whatever, I'm not going to, like, be too angry. But this was 7 minutes, which makes me sad because I gave you a plus on this one. I only gave 4 pluses out of all the scripts, and I gave this one a plus for the script. But since it was so long, I'm afraid I'm going to have to DQ you, Jinxers. But this was good, and I loved your acting, Skywish. We'll still critique it for you. We'll still critique it, and someone's still getting eliminated. So,
ooh.
Everyone's like, ah, oh, no elimination. Oh, shit, there is an elimination.
Oh, JK. Ha-ha.
JK.
That Jack is too hardcore.
I am. I've been, yeah. So,
that was amazing.
I'm sorry, Jinxers. Rochelle, your turn to go first on this.
Okay, Jinxers, this, out of the scripts, this wasn't my favorite, but I thought it was like one of the better ones. There was parts of this that also felt a slight bit cliche, and there was a really like quick build. I thought you revealed like what you were talking about nicely, like the fact that she had like left him because she realized she was a lesbian was like that build was nice, but then like the really intense like angry build felt a little rushed, and then they were like sad and then they were calm afterwards, and the progression of the emotion seemed like kind of like scattered. Like like you could hear that in the acting too. Like Russ got really angry and then Skywish was really sad. And then there was a lot of stuff.
Bipolarism.
Yeah. Right. It was like all over the place for me in that way. And I would have liked a little bit more of like a normal, like flow. I also just don't think that they would have been calm after that. Like, with that level of anger and sadness that these people clearly feel for each other, especially Russ towards Skye, I feel like...
the words he was saying.
Like, he would be super apprehensive about, like, talking with her afterwards, and also, like, Skye's character would be, like... I mean, like, he called her, like, a dyke. Like I don't know, like, that's... He was, like, pretty offensive. I don't know, like, I feel like... she wouldn't want to, like, associate with him after that. So I feel like the calmness and them, like, possibly, like, continuing to spend time together was sort of not believable for me.
Yeah, disconnected. Is that it?
Sorry.
I thought this was, it was a very mature topic. The lines were very intense. At some points, like, really, like, out there. I liked how in the beginning of the conversation was, like, it was a little cliche, but it was, like, appropriately awkward for me. Like, I feel that's how people who haven't seen each other, like, they would say those cliche lines just because, like, that's just awkward feeling at not seeing each other for a long time. And when you did start, like, building up, I liked how, like, you were screaming and yelling. That's, like, the angle that I wanted when I presented this, like, argument topic. I'm like, all right, like, when I thought about it, I want to hear screaming, I want to hear yelling, and I was excited that you were typing in caps. A few parts were a bit sketchy, but I really liked the like when you were explaining like Ruth's struggles like in high school and how she wanted so bad to like guys but she couldn't. That was like deep, and I liked the writing there. But the end, like the calm thing, that was just like so weird for me. I'm like, I don't like, okay. Let's just forget about it. Have a cup of coffee.
Let's drink coffee.
I was like, whoa. A little disconnected there. But overall, this wasn't... I put a plus next to it, but so, that's good. I liked it. Your turn. Sky-ga-tree.
Sky-ga-tree. Or Trega-sky.
Trega-sky. Ooh, that sounds like an Autobot.
Or Trega-wish.
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 dang, that sounds, Trigger sounds like a prefix to like a number or something.
It's like a Pokemon.
Trigger.
I caught myself a Trigger-wish.
Okay.
It sounds like a Pokemon so much.
Okay, Trigatry, she says, Jinxers, I love the amount of thought you put into your characters. I don't really think summaries like that are entirely necessary, though. Slight knock, like really soft knocking, or it's almost a knock, but not quite. Ruth is such a pretentious character. The writing between them is very conversational, I feel. Ruth's I never did is a little ambiguous to me. Never agreed to be his wife or never loved him. I don't think I've ever heard faggot used to describe a woman before. Mm. Also, about all the question marks Arnold has when accusing Ruth, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me since these are pretty much statements. Not just that, but statements are a lot more intense than questions, and he clearly feels pretty strongly about all this. You just did should be you are now. He has not changed. He's still being bigoted. I like the moment of non-pretentiousness when she says she loves him as a friend. I personally am very confused because you, the author, wrote that Ruth was bi, and you, the author, wrote that they were engaged, but Ruth is denying these things. I know people who used to be, quote-unquote, bi or straight or whatever, and, quote-unquote, turned gay. But you, the author, need to make sure it's clear that she was fighting the norm and was just gay, not bi, because you're God. You know what's what. I like the selfishness and the survivalist nature of Ruth. It makes a lot of sense with her backstory that she'd be such a ruthless, little punny bitch. This had a nice ending. I feel like Arnold's kind of a weak character since he just let her walk all over him. But at the same time, love makes you dumb.
It does. That it does.
Love anyway, is blind.
Any closing comments? I'm sorry, Jinxers, that you had to go this way.
Jinxers.
Yeah.
Another heart for Jinxers.
Thanks for being on the show. Next up is Kapaw.
Kapawa!
What's up with the... like, how when people say names, they always say, like, Asian. Like, Skywisha. Skywisha. Kapaw.
The Jugu.
I like it. Okay.
Shalurau.
Rochelle River.
Rochelle's like super hard. It's like la shady da.
It's impossible for someone who likes anime. Your name is like.
Well, like Rochelle is fine, but like Rochelle Euler is like la shady da.
Rachoruro. All right, let's go on to. I can create it to be like Rachoruro, Charura or something. Anyway, let's listen to Carl.
Like the Kono sound.
Hello? Babe, I'm home.
I'm in the bedroom.
Well, that's weird. You're usually in the kitchen making me a sandwich, but I guess a little bedroom time will be it.
Stop.
What?
Don't do this.
Babe, what's wrong?
You know exactly what's wrong, Jeff. If I need to explain it, then you obviously aren't observant enough.
Wait, what? Hold on, what's wrong? Is this one of those things where you test my husband ability? Because I assure you,
Just stop, Jeff. Don't go any further.
Honey, you gotta tell me what's going on here.
As if you don't know!
I really don't, though!
Then allow me to explain. One of us won't be here for the other all the time. In fact, one of us will leave and never come back. I love you, Jeff. I really do. I just don't think I could live with the fact that I had my chance with you and you're gone. So I'm leaving before it comes to that.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on. You're leaving me?
I've got to, Jeff. I have no choice.
Because of what I have? Alice, that's bullshit.
Maybe it is to you, Jeff, but not to me. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to see you go.
Then stay with me. It's not like I'm going soon.
No. Jeff, no. I've packed my things. And I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Babe, wait! Stupid bitch. Leaving me because of this? Like it's my fault I have cancer? Why'd it have to be me?
Is that on purpose?
He did, I swear. Copper, you need to confirm or deny this, but I think Copper did the Jeffers note. Or Jeff note because of Jeffers. And it was, When I first read this, I didn't notice, he didn't, like, specify that, like, I didn't notice that he sent it to you as well, so he's like, I choose you both as my actors, and I was like, is he choosing me as both the actors? so I wrote, like, my first one was like, I don't think it was a smart choice choosing me to do two roles, and you could have chosen from any of my fine, tested women actors that I have on the show. But no, he didn't. He chose Rochelle.
We are clean.
We're clean.
They are, dude.
I want to imagine that this is what me and Jeffrey's life would be like if we got married and he had cancer. I would be a bitch and I would leave.
That makes this so funny.
That's not true. I would never do that. Yeah.
Let me get onto my notes. Nitpick number one, Copper Notepad is not a good choice for scripts, especially since Notepad has no cut horizontally, so when you type your sentences and you don't press enter, they keep on going right, and then I have to scroll right, and it's,
copy and paste mine, because I, like...
Yeah, so don't use Notepad, use WordPad. Yeah, WordPad's better. Dude, legit, I took an honors English class, critical writing, online, and I submitted every one of my essays in WordPad. Everyone's, like, using Microsoft Word. I'm like, nope, WordPad, RTF, rich text format. That's what's up. There wasn't even any spell check on that. So, no, there probably was. The last line, Copper. Whoa, cancer card? Really? That was, like, crazy. I feel that if you're going to go that serious with a topic, then your dialogue needs to match the tone of your script. For example, the first lines when you said, and I was saying, like, you should be in the kitchen making me a sandwich. I was like, am I supposed to, like, sympathize for this guy when he's, like, talking down to his wife? There was a typo, and there were a couple typos in this, and I think that you should have, like, fixed those. Like, when I said, is it one of those thing where you test my husband abilities, which I think that was a weird line, but it's things, not thing. Just double check that. I felt like maybe you rushed on this. I don't know. I felt it was a little awkward. Trega Wish, what did you think?
First off, your summary was incredibly vague. I assume there's a punchline you don't want to spoil because of this. This is the second story we've had about making sandwiches. Was that a requirement or extra credit? Okay, so. Anyway, believing one another thing, that isn't a very good reason. But people are dumb. So, also, you need to double-check when you submit before you send in. There were a few typos. Since this is a contest, you probably want to do more than just send a first draft, especially if you're not as gifted with grammar and spelling wizardry as I am. Asian smiley face.
Awesome.
I understand the cancer thing. I really do. It doesn't help that I just read The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, and therefore read a much more thought-out cancer story than this. So, anyway, I understand you wanted the shock factor of the cancer card, as someone noted here. I feel like we should know how long he's known, and she's known, he's had cancer. How long she's been mulling this decision over. Rochelle is a huge bitch. Also, her entire monologue just doesn't feel like things people actually say. I just feel like if you're going to choose cancer as a subject, you should handle it realistically and artistically. There's not really a lot of personality in this script, and I don't care really for the characters. A lot of this just felt very vague and hollow, and there's so much emotion and so much guilt and so much strife and so much pity and weakness and strength in the subject of what to do when you find out you're so has cancer, and this just didn't have it.
Your so has cancer?
I think she meant you so have cancer.
Oh.
That was good.
You're
thinking
your so.
Your sow? Like your maybe your cow has cancer.
Animals can get cancer too. I think my grandma's baby dog had cancer in his paw. Well, that's double.
Yeah, cancer is just like cells mutating, so technically we all have it. It's just
rapid. And it gets uncontrollable. Rochelle, what did you think?
Oh, hello. Copper, I agree with Trigger Tree in that I didn't like these characters very much. Like, Blackjack didn't make me... Well, like, not Blackjack, but Blackjack.
My acting, it's all right.
No, your acting sucked. No, I'm kidding.
Blackjack sucks. Just kidding.
The character that Blackjack played, like, he didn't... Like, I didn't feel as though I liked him. Like, with the whole, like, what Blackjack was saying with, like, the sandwich thing, like... Make me a sandwich, but, like, I don't know, it's so weird. And then, like, I don't know, she was, like, super bitchy. And, like, I don't know, you constantly, like, had her repeating that she couldn't explain why she was leaving, but that in this case, I think that she, like, needs to explain or give some sort of, like, reasoning, because she seems like a super cold-hearted bitch, like, unless you don't want people to, like, connect to her in any way, and, like, we don't really connect to him, and then, like, at the end, he's like, wow, what a bitch, she's leaving me because I have cancer, like, it seemed, like, really dramatic, and I wrote, the reveal is dramatic, but is this situation appropriate? Because, like, it felt like a very lighthearted argument, and, like, and then there was, like, a part when he talked about, like, Alice or whatever, like, I thought it was going in the direction that, like someone had cheated on someone. But I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't... I didn't feel like it was an appropriate...
Yeah.
Amount of text for... Yeah, like, I don't know, for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that said, let's get on to Zane.
Mm-hmm. Zane
the main brain McLean. Has it been a while since anyone said that?
Yeah,
because I don't think I've heard that.
I made that up. No, I didn't make it up. I got it from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But yeah. I it was catchy for a while. And I'm going to bring it back. I'm bringing it back. Zane the main brain McLean up next.
Bring it back now, y'all.
What seems to be the problem, sir?
It's the check. I think you gave us the wrong check.
Here, let me see. What seems to be the problem with it?
The total is completely wrong.
What seems to be the trouble with it?
The total is over $9,000!
For what you got, I would say so.
What? All we had was a couple of dinners that were worth maybe $30 apiece. I really don't see how that adds up to $9,000.
Well, let's see here. You ordered 2 of the specials.
Yeah, and a couple of drinks.
You also ordered 4 horses, 3 Lamborghinis, 2 speedboats, and 1 partridge in the pear tree.
What? Let me see that. Okay, I do not want those on there. Can you take them off for me?
Yes, I will. Here is the revised check.
Thank you. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, what's wrong now?
This check. It now says it's costing me $250,000.
Yes, what do you expect when you order an NBA franchise team?
What the hell? You guys make about as much sense as playing card games on motorcycles.
Card games on motorbikes?
I want to see the manager, please. I might get somewhere with him.
Yes, sir. Let me get him for you.
I'm going to give that manager a piece of my mind. What? Yes, I'm going to be calm. What do you mean I'm not calm? Oh, shut up! Okay. I be calm.
I hear you are having trouble with one of my waiters.
You've got to be kidding me.
Was Zane... in my failed French accent.
It was so cute.
I was like,
boy.
I was like, I don't want to go, like, I was like, I can't do a good French accent, so I'm just gonna, like, try and just go funny, crazy with it, whatever. Okay. Trega Wish is up next. Or, as we're creeping. Trega
Wish.
Trega Wish.
We sure?
Okay. Alright. Zane, I feel like we should ban French accents in this show. Asian smiley face. Zane, you had a run-on sentence to start. You kind of need to spell check, period. There were a lot of grammatical issues. If your subject matter was more impressive, I'd let it slide, but it's not. I think you need to put more thought into your stuff overall. Also, if English isn't your first language,
Have someone whose first language is English to read over your work for phrasing and sentences. I facepalmed at over 9K. For real. 9,000. I don't know if you should talk to a character that can't talk back in audio. It is okay for monologues, but it's really distracting in scenes, so I wouldn't have had the customer talk to his wife. It's also not at all clear to anyone who isn't reading the script that he's talking to his wife. It's like he's talking to himself. This is cute, but obscenely bizarre. I didn't really like it, because it didn't really say anything to me. Plus, there were a lot of phrasing, grammar, and logistical issues in general. The end.
Okay. Russia.
I had similar notes
to mine? That I haven't said yet?
to Trigatry. I felt like this didn't connect to either of these characters. It was very like you were pushing humor. Like you had like internet memes in there, like over 9,000 and the card games on motorcycles thing. And I was sort of like, what? And like it was like too much.
Oh,
for
was
me.
The motorcycles like, one an internet theme?
Yeah, it's from.
I didn't get that at all. Oh,
I didn't get that either.
Yeah,
it's from Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
Oh.
And I was like...
Okay.
I was like,
that's your specialty. You were like, no.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, and then, like, I don't know, like, it was unbelievable, but it wasn't so unbelievable that it was, like, absurdist. Like, it didn't go into, like, the land of the absurd, because it was too ridiculous. To be honest, like, I don't know, it felt kind of, like, lame, quite frankly.
Lame. Well, I'm going to step in and say, I liked how, like, bland he wrote the waiter's lines because, like, for me as an actor, like, I was able to establish, like, the way I wanted to read it. Like, as soon as I started reading it, I'm like, okay, I know what I'm going to do with this. The end was super corny, I wrote in caps. I saw it coming from a mile away, but it reminded me, and I thought it was cute because it reminded me of like a little play we would do in Cub Scouts or something. Like when they told us, all right, guys, you have to write your own sketch and then we're going to perform it. Like this is like something that the Cub Scouts, we would write using our internet memes and everything. And then we perform. So I didn't dislike this as much as the other two because I feel that for what you were going for, like this was obviously a comedic argument, for what you were going for, like that, you achieved it. Like you didn't try and be super serious with it. You were going, you know, funny and weird with it, and I felt that, you know.
But it was like
you did a like slap comedy type thing. It was super 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 awkward. The talking to your wife and the slap line that was a no-no, Zane. That was very bad. Yeah, just adding that random wife character, it served nothing to the script, and it just hurt you, so I don't like that. What were you going to say, Rochelle?
I was just going to say, like, I mean, like, I think that it was, like, endearing in the way that you were saying, like, the whole, like Boy Scouts thing, but I feel like it wasn't, like, I don't know, it wasn't, like, it was, like, when you laugh at a child being cute.
It wasn't like for a writing contest. You just feel that
it wasn't like for a writing contest where like I mean like everybody in this contest is pretty much like high school or older. Uh-huh. I feel like I don't know. Like I felt like it should be like more mature comedy.
If you do make it
or
to the next round,
or if it was like absurdist and like really ridiculous, or like if it was like meant. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, like. If you do make it on, just you need to step up the writing level. This wasn't my like I liked it a little. Okay, so next up is Sukono.
Sukono.
I don't think
Sukono.
I haven't heard this one. This is another fresh one for me. So
fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat.
I heard this one.
I don't want to do this. Forget about it, even if there's no other option.
But that's just it. There is no other option. There's nothing I can do. Even if I don't want to do it.
The only thing I can do is fight. That doesn't mean I have to fight this way.
That's just what I want to think, though. The truth of the matter is, I gotta take it all the way to the end.
My mother. My poor mother. If only I could have protected her.
I couldn't protect her. But this game isn't over. I can avenge her.
I guess, when I think about it, all I can think about is how my mother, my dear mother Michelle, died. But
my mother, my dear old mother didn't deserve this. There's no other way. I gotta avenge her.
If only fate hadn't led to this. What am I supposed to do now? I can't go through with this. I can't kill Dad. I can't avenge Mom this way.
Avenge her. 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 Avenge her.
I can't.
And the deed.
Rochelle, you are first on this.
Am I?
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Tsukono, I said nice, very mysterious progression. I do really like the build, and I thought you had, like, a nice revealing of, like, this sort of, like, mother figure being, like, tortured, dead somehow because of the father. I liked the layering of the Avenger. Like, it kind of brought the two voices together because it's, like, obviously, like, the same person. Or to me, it was obviously the same person. I liked that you kind of let the audience ask questions but didn't answer too many questions, so there was, like, sort of a vagueness to it. I would have liked this to be, like, a tiny bit longer, like, just, like, to just, like, elaborate on a few things, because there were, like, a couple things. Like, I think you could have elaborated on, like, the dad's, like, involvement a little bit more, just, like, a tiny bit. Like, not, like, a ton, because that would ruin the vagueness of it, but, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wrote, I had a nitpick, just a small nitpick when he said, my dear mother, Michelle. I was just like, okay. Like, I've never called my mom by her first name. I mean, well, I probably have, like, once or twice. But,
my mom's first name is Michelle.
Oh, is it? Do you guys, like, call your moms by your first
That's
name?
That's my that, like, sister's name.
Thing? My cousin's name. Like, my really close cousin's name is Michelle.
My mom thinks it's funny because, like, she's Michelle and I'm Rochelle.
Rochelle,
like,
oh yeah.
God, so funny. But, no, I never call my mom by her first name. It'd be weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Like,
yeah,
anyway,
it might
have done it for, like, effect or something. I liked in the script. I liked how you included a mixing request for the I can't parts. That was cool. I liked the premise. Like, you're having this thing go on in your head. Like Janie Girls. But to me, it didn't really seem like too much of an argument. Because both of the characters were agreeing with each other and ended, like, one guy wanted to kill the father and the other person wanted to avenge the mother. That's what they were arguing about, but if you look at it, that's the same thing, killing the father / avenging the mother. I was really curious to see how this would play out with actors. And after reading your summary, Sakona, like, your summary is, like, super good and in-depth, and then, like, from going from that into the script, I was like, oh, wow, Sakona really likes the style of writing where he writes without revealing what the main topic is, and then he slowly starts, like, shedding light onto it. I agree with Rochelle, it should have been a little longer. But, yeah, I don't think I like this as much as Janie Gurley's inner head monologue. This is the second one we've seen.
Yeah, we haven't got a couple of those.
Tregawish.
Angels and devils are at it again.
Tregawisha.
Hello. Tsukono. I thought the naming of the mother while commemorating her was a little peculiar. I gotta avenge her seemed really informal for such an intense statement.
I really wanted more from this. It was an interesting concept, but I don't think it was executed well. It had a really nice flow to it for a few lines, but then when the my mother, my poor mother lines came in, the symbiosis left, and the lines thereafter were really choppy to me. This is another one that I feel suffered from an odd case of vagueness. I feel like if you're dealing with a subject like killing your father for killing your mother, even if you're representing the battle in your head through angel and devil archetypes, you need to be more specific. The devil is supposed to win out by being utterly convincible with the serpentine tongue. And then the ending is really bad. It's just the deed is done. But there was no sign of fire about this happening except in the summary beforehand.
Oh, crap, I had a comment on that too. Sorry.
Go right.
I totally forgot. I thought about it when I heard it. I didn't write it down when I was, like, listening. But when I was mixing it, that was, like, really, really weird. I wish you had ended with, I can't, and left it more ambiguous, because the deed is done, like, what deed was done? Like, did you do anything? Like, it was really, like, it was, like, too ambiguous. Like, I didn't understand it, so.
So you gotta be careful when you're flirting with vagueness. I guess that's the lesson.
Flirting with vagueness.
Next
Touch.
Up... next up is Alana.
Excuse me, are you Michael DeWitt?
I'm Mike. Can I help you, miss?
Jennifer. Jennifer Hayworth. So... you are the Michael DeWitt who checked out of St. Michael's Hospital from the emergency room 4 days ago.
Yeah, that's me. Look, Jen.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, why are you on my porch?
I am here, Mr. DeWitt, because you stole my heart.
Stole your... wow. Look, Jen. Jennifer, that's very flattering, but we just met, and you're gorgeous, really. And I'm sure you're super nice, but... I just can't.
No, you idiots. My heart. My actual beating heart. The thing currently pumping blood in your chest, which the surgeon had to put in you because your stupid heart was defective. It's mine and I want it back.
You're in my what?
The hospital made a mistake. Look, see, here on my driver's license, I'm an organ donor, but it's only supposed to apply after my death.
If you don't have a heart, then how are you...
that doesn't matter. The point is, they shouldn't have given it to you. They said I was going to recover. I wasn't that sick. It was just a little headache. But I need you to call the hospital and tell them you're giving it back.
Look, lady, I just can't give you my heart.
It's not your heart.
I need it to live.
Then you should have been more responsible with your old one.
I was. You said you were sick. Well, so was I. Permanent arrhythmia. Terminal. And I tried so hard, but it was just a matter of time. I couldn't do anything but wait for someone like you. Someone to give me their heart. Here, look.
Your wallet? Don't think you can buy me off.
Look at this. It's a picture of my daughter Kayla. She's 5 years old. She was an unplanned, unexpected gift. Her mom wasn't ready to be a mother, though. She left. We were never married.
She's very cute.
I'm all she has.
You don't have relatives?
My parents died years ago.
I don't... I'm not ready to go yet.
I'm sorry. I can't leave Kayla.
No, I understand.
Thank you. Will you be all right?
Yes. I know where I need to go now.
Oh, well, maybe I could stop by then with Kayla to say thank you. What's the address?
It's 517 Fear Street, just by the hospital.
Isn't that a...
a cemetery.
I'll bring you some flowers.
Thank you, Michael. I think I'd like that.
Wait, say, Sky, say what you said.
It's a ghost!
Yes. That was funny. That was Alana in her script. I'm first this time. I really liked the story. I very much liked the story you told. That's what I put. While acting, I felt that I was miscast because the guy has like a 5-year-old daughter, and I'm only 21, but I sound like I'm 16. So
I'm just Aladdin.
Yeah, I'm just Aladdin. But I really enjoyed acting like this because the script was so well written. It was like it was exciting to like act out the lines that you did write. But yeah, we got Apotheria, who is a man, a manly gruff man, and we got Reed to Me next week, who has a daughter. So Reed to Me is being added onto the acting cast, by the way. So yeah. Oh, so is Sundance Girl.
Reed to Me knows, kids.
Yep, Sundance Girl and Reed are gonna be added next week. Apple was added this week. But I didn't have much notes for this at all. That's it, aside from I was being miscast as an actor, but that doesn't really go... I can't count that against your script, because the script, I really like what you wrote. Tregatree, what did Tregawish put?
Tregawish says, I am amused that Mike didn't catch on to the fact that she was a ghost. I think, honestly, that's the only real critique I have on this script, is that Mike was a little dense. But at the same time, I get really irritated when people expect people to be ghosts as it is. So, I think I prefer it. It's a lot more natural.
Tregatree.
I love the level of denial Jennifer had, too. Nothing really stuck out to me, but this is a really solid entry to me. There was a lot of heart in each of the characters, ironically. So, yeah.
I love that.
There's a lot of heart.
Shoulder.
Oh my god. I love Tregatree. I'm sorry.
I know.
She's so funny.
I want to make this a thing, because I know Tregatree has work, but, like, at the time we record, but I'm going to ask her to critique again.
She's so good.
I know.
She likes poetry. You snap your fingers after each read.
Oh, yes.
I can't snap, otherwise I would.
Michelle.
Yes.
You're okay. Not, por favor.
Yes. Okay. So this was very interesting. I think you really made this like thing, this work. I absolutely loved Ambie's acting on Jennifer. Like, I thought that was, I know that like we're not supposed to really comment on that, but I just
thought she really
captured the character really well because you wrote her so beautifully. There was one thing about her acceptance of the fact that she was dead was like, she was like, they said that they were going to recover. Maybe if, I don't know how this would work, but maybe if Mike somehow knew that she wasn't, but then like, I don't know. That doesn't really make sense. Ignore that. Never mind. Okay. But honestly, like, I really enjoyed that. That was like, I thought that like, I don't know, it was just, like, really well-written, and, like, I was really attached to the characters when I was reading it and listening to it. I think Blackjack, you did a good job. I do agree that, like, Russ would have been a better choice just because, like, his voice sound, like, you kind of sound like a, I don't know, you have, like, a very, like, teenager-y college boy voice, and, like, I can't picture you being a
a 5-year-old daughter, too. Well, just look at it, like, legit. Like if I had a dad right now... Like, if I was a dad right now, it'd be, like, 16 when I had a kid.
Like, yeah, it would, it, like, it just, your tonal quality doesn't sound like you'd have a dad. I think you'd be a fine son.
I'm gonna be a great dad. I'm gonna put my kids in Cub Scouts.
Yeah, Rochelle does not believe in your parenting abilities like that.
My kid's gonna be a voice actor. He I'm gonna buy him a Blue Yeti when he's, like, 5.
Instead of a blanket, you give him a microphone.
He's going to be a rap.
Yeah. Don't cry, rap.
He is. Rap
oh
about
God.
It.
Cry to the beat.
Cry to the beat.
Oh, my God.
Anything else? This was good.
Yeah, this was really good. This was one of my favorites of the night so far, slash in general.
Okay. Like yeah, me cool. too. Okay. Pause.
How are the lyrics coming along?
They're coming.
Doesn't look like you're working on it.
I'm thinking about the subject matter.
What's the subject matter?
Well, I'm debating whether or not I should write something personal or another whimsical song.
Go with something personal.
No, I don't really want to parade my personal life to the audience.
What? Come on, that's how you get to the audience. Feelings.
No way. You and the rest of the band say that I'm easier to read than a Kylo pop-up book. If I write about something that's personal to me, then everyone's going to know what I'm referring to in my life.
So? Only your friends are going to know what the songs mean.
My friends are terrible people.
Only when we're drunk. Give it a try.
I don't think this is a good time to experiment with something new.
What are you talking about? We just established an extremely loyal fan base. If you start writing material that correlates to you, I'm sure they're not going to bitch about it.
Look, I value my integrity more so than a stupid...
This is character growth we're talking about here. Your character growth. You just do it. If it flops, it flops. And it won't really matter since we're in Austin. There are bored, bitchy hipsters looking to go to a concert every single night. We're not going to lose much.
No.
No?
No, I don't think I'm ready for this.
If this is about your trust issues with girls, I think writing emotional stuff will only make you more popular. Turns me on.
I don't have trust issues with girls. I'm just saying I don't want to get so deep with everyone in a 3-minute song.
Dude, you get more girls to open up to you in more ways than you do in words. Well, actually, I would say it's your words that get them to open up to the idea of sleeping with you. I'm sure our entire fan base, with no gender discrimination, would love to sleep with you because of your lyrics. Think of how widened the appeal would be if you started going deeper into yourself, wrote about your personal emotions, relationships, your life.
Why do you always have to relate everything back to sex? You know, forget it. I've made up my mind. I'm just sticking to writing the same old stuff.
Oh, come on. You got this far to even consider the idea.
And now I know that it's an idea I should leave. Alone. Forever.
Well,
this discussion is over.
No, it's not. I'll go tell our manager.
You're not going to tell anyone because I'm not going to do it.
What is up with you? You're acting like a little bitch.
You're acting like an actual bitch. Leave it alone.
Fuck you.
Don't you have alarms going off right now? I'm giving you so many warning signs to drop this subject.
They go off when I talk to people I don't know, but not with my best friends.
Just because we're best friends doesn't mean you have access to my entire life.
Whoa, dude, what the fuck is this really about?
Nothing.
Is there some kind of confession you want to mask in a song?
No.
Bullshit! Did you kill someone or something?
Just shut the fuck up!
God damn it, I'm trying to help you!
You're not helping at all! Now get the fuck out!
You're really pissing me off. This is a whole lot easier than you're making it. Just write about what you feel. No one is gonna judge you.
You would.
Like hell. What is going on with you? You're being such a shithead. You're right when you said you're easier to read than a downright sad toaster made of glass, but you're confusing the shit out of me right now. I'm not gonna drop this, and I'm not gonna stop.
God damn it, Romilda, fine. You really want to know what's wrong?
Yes.
I guess I don't have to put it down in words anymore. I slept with your fiancé.
Sure you did, you homophobe.
I did. You know the hickey you all gave me shit for? Well, now you know how it happened.
What?
You bet your ass.
You!
And that, wait, what?
Sorry.
That was Turtles. In her script. Prego, we shall's turn to go first.
Yay, Turtle. Okay. There was a lot of humanity in this one, I feel. I liked the "my friends are terrible people" line. Turtle, you don't need a spell check as much as someone to double check for grammar. "We'll only make you more popular," "it turns me on" line seemed like one of those things friends say to each other, but really felt kind of awkward and unwarranted to me. I thought you handled the change in topic really well. It had a really nice seg. I feel like there are a few unnecessary lines in here that hinder the flow, but they don't take away from it too much. "You're easier to read than downright sad toaster made of glass" just confused me. Is that one of those things the kids are saying nowadays? I like the notes you wrote for yourself below. I like that you had that structure to it. Originally, I was going to suggest that if you were to write this again, that Romilda give very personal and direct examples of which parts of the lyricist's life would make great songs, so that he has valid reason to be like, "I really don't want my personal life out in the open." Though since that wasn't the actual point of the argument, it's kind of okay. I still feel like it would have made the writing more solid, but this was pretty decent overall.
Very good. Rachelio, Hasario, blah, blah, blah.
So, Turtle, I really liked this. I liked the, like, reveal at the end, the build-up. That was really nice. For me, it was a bit long, and, like, some of the stuff in the middle I felt like could have been taken out. Like, there's a couple, like, back-and-forth moments that I felt like weren't needed. It felt better when I heard it audio. Like, when I was listening to it, it felt better. It didn't seem to drag as much as I expected it to. I really liked the end. I think that, I think my really one comment was that I felt like it could have been a teeny bit shorter and still had the same effect. But I really, this was good, Turtle. I thought this was really, really well written. And I thought it showed off, because, like, I know you're a really good writer from, like, projects of yours and stuff, and I think that this really, like, showed off your writing as opposed to last week where you just did the Skyrim thing.
Yeah. I really liked the casual friend dialogue. It felt very real to me. And I, like, completely agreed with the lyricist character when he said, "I'm giving you so many warning signs to drop this subject." I was, like, thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, why is Romilda pushing so hard for this lyricist to switch from writing whatever their band writes to writing personal things? I wish I would have known her reasoning behind that. But Trey kind of commented, like, it wasn't the main point of the argument. But it kind of was. I just wish you would have explained that a little bit. That was my, like, only thing that really irked me. I love the yelling and the name-calling and the arguments. Like, I don't know if I'm a drama whore or something, but I like the yelling ones this episode a lot more. Just because, like, you know, when, like, my favorite part is when she said, like, they called it, like, he called her a bitch, and she said, "You're acting like an actual bitch." I was like, oh, no, he didn't. It was funny.
Oh, snap.
Romilda, I think this is a reference. Is it a pop-like reference?
I think it was a nice little stab at me taking a guess to say that Nani's name was Romilda.
Romilda, yeah, because everyone's guessing her name on pot, and Romilda's
and for
not like
some reason,
a name
for
you
some
choose.
Reason, everybody, shut up, it is, I chose it.
That's a real name.
Apparently, everybody's been, like, remembering the fact that I said Romilda. Everyone's like, nope, not going to say Romilda again. But then they're like, was Rita?
I think I know Nani's name. If I swear to God, if I'm going to be so pissed if Nani's name is, like, what I think it is. Because, like, I was there. I called in late to work, but I couldn't stay for the recording because it was, ugh. I just hope to God that Nani's name isn't what I think it is. I tried. I actually, like, I sent an email to her job asking for it. Yeah, creeper.
For real?
Really?
It was a joke email. Yeah, she was like, oh my God, Blackjack, you are so low. But all, like, in the email, I was totally like, oh, I'm sorry for abusing her work email and all this stuff. It was funny. Anyway.
So funny.
Fantasy Attic, her place is like, okay, let me keep going. The toaster line full of glass? Listening to Poplick so much, I typed buzz, like, while I was listening. I was like, buzz, that's a buzz. A sad toaster full of glass. No
Everybody
way she would
buzzes
say
that.
I know. And that last line was a really, really good twist. Like, I've read some scripts tonight that tried adding twists, but I feel like this one was the best in setting up that twist and revealing it. So, good
and
job.
And twist.
So, last up of the night is Hasuya.
Hasuya.
Let's listen.
Yeah? Well, fuck you, Kevin. You can shove your apology up your ass. Really? Really? I'm the whore. Okay, whatever. Then you can just go over to Melissa's and bump booties with her. Damn it! I cannot believe he cheated on you, Les. I know, right? A year and a half of just a meaningless relationship. Kevin is such an asshole. Look, honey, none of this is your fault. I know. I'm just trying to tell myself that. Hey, you know what we should do to make you feel better?
What?
Girl, we are going to get 2 tubs of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream and have a Sex in the City marathon.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, Kevin is just a jerk. Can you believe he tried to say that I cheated on him with Jimmy?
Yeah, I know, right? You guys were both drunk. It didn't count. What he did was way worse.
Wait. What are you talking about?
The last Halloween party? Don't worry. I know you and Jimmy were drunk off of your asses. Having sex while you're drunk never counts.
I never had sex with Jimmy. Bitch, you know I don't drink.
Okay. Oh, you totally don't drink. You totally didn't get flat out drunk the last three Christmas parties and at my sister's birthday last week.
Shut up. I was only a little tipsy.
Right. Okay.
Wait. Did you tell Kevin I had sex with Jimmy last Halloween?
Well, no, not really. Hey, what episode of Sex and the City were we on?
Hold on. You did, didn't you?
Oh, please. Everyone knew. It wasn't like it was a huge secret or anything.
Jen, I never had sex with Jimmy. Kevin broke up with me tonight, and it's your fault.
Les, don't pin this on me.
You thought I had sex with Jimmy, and you told Kevin. We broke up because of some stupid rumor.
Rumor? Leslie, it was so fucking obvious. Everyone could see you giving googly eyes at Jimmy from a mile away.
Whatever. You're just jealous.
Jealous? Oh, how cliche.
That's right. You were jealous of me and Kevin. You've been single for the past 3 years, and it sucks, don't it?
Are you kidding me? You know, I think Kevin did the right thing by getting a new girlfriend. I could see why you were such a handful.
Some friend you are! I thought I could trust you!
Oh, I'll take it. Okay. And that was Sasia for the last one of the night. Rochelle, I believe you are first. Would you like to take it away?
Yeah. I really, really liked this Sasia. Like, it was the perfect length, I think. And it was, like, a believable conflict. Like, the fact that, like, she was, like, breaking up with her boyfriend. And I loved that she was, like, intense at the beginning. And then they were like, oh, my God, BFFs, we're going to hang out. And then it went back into this, like, wait, shit, you're kind of a bitch. Like, I, like, love this. And, like, I just really enjoyed this. Like, I thought there was a lot of, like, I thought there was a lot of great build in this. And I really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything bad to say.
Yeah, I really like how the script, like, starts right out the gates, like, right off the bat, bam, into an argument, and then later on it goes into another argument. I'm like, yes, this is a two-for-one deal. My lucky day. This legit, like, the dialogue felt, like, real and down-to-earth. Like, this is how people would say, like, I never doubted any of the characters' lines or their reasons for saying them. Mm-hmm. I got this total, like, CW vibe from this. I'm like, this would be on, like, one of those drama shows on CW, which is good because after reading this, I established I have, like, a hierarchy of where scripts, like, come from me. Like, they're either, like, Cub Scout level or they're, like, internet monologue level, like, something I'd find on Google, or they're, like, CW level. And then you guys need to get to, like, I don't know. What's above that movie level, I guess? Good movie writing level. But this fell in the CW level for me. Very good. I liked how this was like arguments. Like this is up there. Like I'm debating whether this is one of my like favorite of the night. I think it might be. Yeah. Like I really liked Alana's, but I liked how this was more like argumentative than some of the others.
Yeah, I think this one, especially after hearing the audio, I think this one beats out
mm-hmm.
Alana's rape just by a little bit.
Good job, Sasia. Let's get on to results. Sorry, Jinxers, once again, was DQ'd. We're still going to be eliminated one person.
Okay.
Okay. This, guys, this was the, this is the longest I've ever taken to do results. we had some confusion about the bottom people. Because it was very close. Like, they were, like, 1 point ahead of each other and two tied, so... let's start with the top. Also, I want to just clarify this in case it gets brought up. Jinxers was 7 minutes. That's why he got disqualified. None of the other ones ever exceeded 4 minutes. So, like, I'll be a little gracious, like a minute gracious, but not 5 minutes gracious. Okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that's straight. I will go ahead and save Sasia. Congrats, Sasia. You won the night for us.
Yay!
I'm so glad you didn't drop. Be sure to... Oh, I also wanted to say that Sasia did not get a Trega Tree critique because Sasia did not send her script to me and Rochelle, and we had thought she dropped. Sasia sent it to her mixers and actors, though. So at least she sent something. So we had it. So send it in to us, too, Sasia. Okay. Rochelle, would you like to go next? And Sky, you could participate, too.
Oh, wow.
Second is Alana. Woohoo!
Congrats, Alana.
Alana.
Alana,
Alana. Lama, Lama, Lana.
Lama, Lana. Who's next?
Oh.
Sakai.
After Alana, safe is Turtle.
Congrats,
Turtle.
Third. Awesome script writing. Showed him up. Okay.
Yeah, Turtle.
Next is Dylan. Congrats, Dylan.
Go, Dylan.
Mama Shuba.
Mama Shuba.
I think Dylan's is the first. He's in first of the comedic ones, right?
Yeah.
All the Alana Turtles and Sassy's were all like yelling dramatic.
Representing.
Mm-hmm. So. Michelle, you are next.
Save next. Sorry, that was funny. You're represented. Save next is Janie.
Congrats to Janie Gurley.
Janie Gurley. I always want to call her Janie Gurley.
Shorty. Shorty. Gurley.
That's Janie. I like Janie. Sky?
After Janie, safe is Charisse.
Yeah, Charisse. work on some of that grammar. Maybe it's a British thing, but yeah.
Charisse is gonna bring the oomph.
She better. Okay. Yes, this means Rochelle has to cut someone. I'm gonna save Sakono.
Sakono.
This is a debate. Oh, by the way, Sakono. Yeah, Sakono was tied with whoever Rochelle saves. And Sakono and whoever is safe were both only 1 point above whoever gets cut. Okay? So Sakono, you're safe. Rochelle, do it before I make any mistakes.
Okay, so safe tonight by 1 point is Copper, which means Zane is cut, sadly. I'm so sorry, Zane.
No, Zane.
Thank you for being on the show for the 2 weeks, though.
Thank you, Zane, yes, for submitting. Thank you.
Zane is legit.
Thank you.
He's so funny and epic and awesome.
Zane the main brain McClane. Okay, so next week. This week went by really smoothly. It's really cool how everyone's getting everything in. The system is working.
It's like a
post office, like with all these emails and stuff like that. I'm having to
people
keep...
go postal at the post office.
Yes.
Don't jinx yourself.
I'm trying to find next round. Okay, here it is. Next round is called Bonk Thud Zap. Guess what it has to do with. You want to take a guess?
Sound effect.
Me.
Yay.
Damn it. Sky. Jumping
what did
the
I
gun
do?
Over here.
Ow.
So I was like,
you guys are permitted to request up to 5 sound effects. There will be a limit. 5 sound effects. for your mixers to include, I want you to write a scene that would use these sound effects good, but the scene has to be themed. I'm going to do a theme. This theme for this scene, I'm excited for this one. It has to be. You guys get to choose. You could either make it like dinosaur themed, like it has to be about the dinosaur period, and I don't want it to be like boring and they're talking about digging up dinosaur bones. I want like boom, boom, and
rawr!
You know, it's a SFX round. Don't disappoint.
Hey, Blackjack.
Wait, what?
No, wait. Do the other one first.
Okay, okay. Or you could do a Star Wars theme. Da 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 da. Pew pew. Dun da 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 da. Because I like Star Wars. So
you like fan fiction?
No, no, no. Not fanfic.
They gotta write it.
They got it. It doesn't have.
No, no,
like,
no, no.
I don't
like
want
they're
you to use
writing
Luke Skywalker.
Fanfiction.
Like, don't use. No, no. Don't use Luke Skywalker. Okay. And don't.
That'd be so funny.
But like. I should have done it. Like just write about either dinosaurs or
like sci-fi.
Futuristic.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, you could do Star Trek if you're a Star Trek fan, too. Or you don't even have to do those. It could be about space. I either want super far prehistoric before man or like super advanced futuristic lasers and aliens. Yes, Rochelle, what were you gonna say about me?
Hey, Blackjack, I have a question.
What is your question?
If I use the same sound effect, does that count as more than one?
That is a great question, Rochelle. No, it does not. So, you can request
no
five
way.
Separate sound effects.
Yeah, so like, so you could have like a door shut multiple times and that only
counts
as one.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, basically, yep. It was what I was trying to get across.
Yep, yep.
So cool.
And next week, Tregatry, in the mixing acting announcement board, Tregatry will be added as a mixer. Rochelle can't mix next week, so it'll just be me, Nani, and Tregatry. Ambi can't act next week, but we will get Read to Me and Sundance Girl added onto the acting list next week. So I will be sure to include those in the emails like I always do. Thank you all for listening to Let It Be Written.
Oh, I can still act.
And Rochelle can still act. And Sky can still act.
And I yeah. Can. We're actresses. We're actors.
Holla.
Okay. Holla to ya, bro.
Done.